two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Friday, June 12th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Beautiful sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, already pretty toasty, 85 degrees.
A small accident on the I-15 collector ramp in Salt Lake. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
The coronavirus, the Utah response. Special coverage on Utah's Noon News.
Kane County becomes the first area in Utah to move to the green phase of the state's pandemic health risk plan. The majority of the rest of the state will remain in the yellow phase for now. Joining us live with more on what this means for people in Kane County is KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul?
Maria, a mixture of optimism and nerves for business owners in Kane County as they go into the first day of the new normal, quote. Even though the county is moving from yellow to green, some restaurateurs say they're going to act as if nothing is changing and keeping the safety protocols as they are. Sago Kanab owner and chef Sean Foster says he hopes the new risk level will bring in more guests, but they're keeping health practices just the way they are.
Maybe the masks come off in the kitchen if they haven't traveled anywhere for the last 14 days, but we've always worn gloves in the kitchen. We're going to continue to have our front of house wear gloves just because I think it's still safe practice.
Tourism officials in Kane County say they took extra safety precautions at the beginning of the outbreak, and since the start of the pandemic, they've only had 4 cases. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thanksgiving Point in Lehi says they are ready to open their Museum of Natural Curiosity and High Ropes course. That means starting Monday, all Thanksgiving Point venues will be once again open to the public. The museum has many hands-on learning exhibits, so the staff says they have taken extra measures for safety. Guests are strongly encouraged to wear face masks and use the hand sanitizing stations located around the building. If you have plans to get out this weekend and ride through the dry brush or have a campfire, you should know a large portion of the state will be under a red flag warning. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more.
A red flag warning is going into place today and will last through Saturday night. Jason Curry with DNR Forestry Fire and State Land says typically strong wind gusts are the biggest factor, but we can also expect dry conditions and high temperatures to play a role. That means anybody camping needs to be extra vigilant about putting out campfires.
Make sure that they're not too big. Make sure that you put it out thoroughly. That means stirring in wet material, water, mud, until it's out cold.
He says so far there have been 375 fires during the 2020 season. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Major road construction projects this weekend could also cause headaches for people trying to get out and recreate. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
Drivers leaving Davis County into Salt Lake will be down to one lane for a 7-mile stretch of southbound I-15. UDOT is repaving the freeway between Beck Street and 2100 South, so lane restrictions will be in place from 9 p.m. Saturday night through 5 a.m. Monday morning. And if you're planning to continue south into Juab County, I-15 is down to one lane from the Sevier River Bridge to Millard County border today through Monday. UDOT says to expect at least 30-minute delays in both areas. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. The Federal Reserve is promising to use its full range of tools to pull the country out of a deep recession caused by the global pandemic. It also signaled it would keep interest rates low through 2022. The Fed says the COVID-19 outbreak is causing tremendous human and economic hardship across the United States and around the world. The reopening process continues around the country, even as coronavirus infection rates go up in at least 20 states and Puerto Rico. Health officials in Florida are blaming a lack of face coverings and social distancing for their biggest increases in cases so far. Florida International University Professor of Infectious Disease, Dr. Eileen Marty, says reopening schools later this year is possible, but may face challenges.
If done very properly, and if we all, including the children, take personal responsibility, then we can come up with solutions as long as we bear in mind where the risks are and how to keep those risks to a minimum.
Florida's governor says schools will be open this fall. Politics on KSL News Radio. President Trump is anxious to get back out on the campaign trail, and he'll be holding rallies starting next week in Oklahoma. ABC's Karen Travers has more from the White House.
President Trump's rally next Friday in Tulsa, Oklahoma, will take place in an arena that can hold over 19,000 people. Large-scale gatherings like that have been put on hold for the last 3 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. Before registering for the rally, supporters will have to sign a disclaimer saying they acknowledge the health risks that come with attending such an event during a pandemic. The disclaimer also says that by registering, attendees agree that the president's campaign and the arena itself are not, quote, liable for any illness or injury. The Trump campaign tells ABC there will be safety precautions, but did not provide details. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Former Vice President Joe Biden held a campaign event in Philadelphia yesterday. Coming up on KSL, we have the latest on the autonomous zone in Seattle taken over by protesters, and if police plan on trying to open that area back up. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
Crews still working to clean up a crash. It's on the collector ramp southbound I-15 at about 1100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
This vision rarely has anything to do with sight.
Here's Boyd Matheson.
Vision that you get through dreams, through goals, and makes life worth living.
Inside Sources. 11 to noon on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
We learned this week that mortgage rates have never been lower, and at UCCU, Utah Community Credit Union, it's never been faster or easier to buy or refinance a home either.
We're talking seriously fast mortgages with the help of intelligent technology that eliminates the time and the hassle of gathering and verifying the documents you need to get your mortgage loan or refinance approved and funded.
Here's the other thing I like, Amanda. You don't need to do it alone. Just call a UCCU mortgage expert and they can join you and be happy to co-pilot you through your entire application process.
How many of us have gotten a mortgage and spent so much time gathering those documents, completing the file? UCCU mortgage experts, they're not just app takers or someone who's merely, you know, going to pass your application onto a processing center. They're really there to help you.
And of course, always the lowest mortgage rates possible. More money means more home or more money back in your pocket.
For more information, just go to UCCU.com.
They understand their local markets and have always put people over profits. You're going to love where you bank.
Whipple plumbing. I say Whipple, say Whipple, say Whipple, say Whipple, say Whipple plumbing.
The comfortable, elongated, super-flushing Gerber Viper toilet is a marvel of plumbing engineering, and at just $299 installed, it's a no-brainer. Yes, it comes with a toilet seat. It wouldn't be very comfortable without it. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST. 444-FAST. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, drain cleaning, and remodeling. Specials in every department. Call 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come. Plumbing troubles are gone.
For plumbing and heating and air conditioning.
Whipple, they come. Air condition your home.
They are the service champions. Red carpet is their thing.
Whipple, they come. Heating troubles are gone.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top local story this half hour, Kane County becomes the first area in Utah to move into the green phase of the state's pandemic health risk plan. Changes underway there today. Now, the majority of the rest of the state will remain in yellow phase for now. Seattle's police department is trying to peacefully retake a precinct that officers let go days after being overrun by protesters. The demonstrators turned the surrounding area into what they call an autonomous zone. And ABC News Chief National Correspondent Matt Gutman is there now with more.
President Trump blasting Governor Jay Inslee and Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan on Twitter for their response to the protest, saying, "Take back your city. If you don't, I will." But on Thursday, the mayor firing back.
One of the things this president will never understand is that listening to community is not a weakness. It is a strength.
The governor tweeting he will not allow threats of military violence from the White House, but there are cracks in the guard around the precinct. The police chief, accompanied by several officers, walking into the precinct for the first time in days.
Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best says they do plan on restoring the area.
While I really support First Amendment free speech, this is not that.
She says their main concern is being able to respond to emergency calls.
We're currently working to get our officers back into the facility. We think it's really important that we have police presence there and that we're able to continue to do our work.
Vest did not give any details or a timeline on when they plan to reestablish their precinct in this autonomous zone. A majority of Americans do not support defunding police, even though the call is being heard at protests around the country. We get more now from ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Nearly two-thirds of Americans surveyed by ABC News and Ipsos opposed calls to defund police departments and reallocate the money to public health and social programs. Black Americans feel differently, though not overwhelmingly so. The demand to shift some responsibilities from police, along with the requisite funding, has been a prominent message among demonstrators following the death of George Floyd beneath the knee of a Minneapolis police officer. While the city voted to disband its police force, national leaders are reluctant to back such a bold change. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
Traffic and weather sponsored by Mountain America, your home for home loans. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. Happy Friday to you and all. We are looking at light traffic on the Valley freeways and no delays, but we have had this accident in the Salt Lake City area. It is a small crash on the right shoulder. It's on the collector ramp southbound I-15, about 1300, 1100 south. Really not going to cause you any kind of delay. That's the good news. KSL traffic trooper Wayne calling in, giving us a heads up of traffic lights malfunctioning in Sandy on State Street between 106th and 9800 south. Do use caution approaching any dark intersection. At Alta Bank, they know getting through tough times means helping each other. So together, we'll go higher than ever before. AltaBank.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, let's see. Let's check the weather headed into the weekend with Grant Wayman.
Watch for those south winds to pick up dry as well. Hot 94 and sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, a lot of sunshine, 85 degrees. And still to come on Utah's New News. Could robots equipped with UV lights be the future of keeping protected from viruses in hotels, trains, and other public venues? We're going to go in-depth on that subject coming up at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. This is Utah's all-day companion for news.
Across the nation, America is moving forward, finding our footing, getting back on our feet. Life continues to open up. Businesses are getting back to business, and we are too. We know you rely on the Goodfeet store to be there when you need us. We're open and ready to serve you. Our personally fit arch supports are designed to help alleviate, even eliminate, foot, knee, hip, and back pain, and provide comfort, balance, and support. The well-being of our customers, associates, and community is our highest priority. So, we've implemented new measures, procedures, and precautions, keeping your health and safety in the forefront. The Goodfeet store is lending a hand to help America get back on its feet. And just as we have for a quarter century, we're helping to improve the quality of people's lives, 2 feet at a time.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
The Attorney General advises every agency of state government and has the power to investigate or prosecute anyone. I'm David Levitt, candidate for Attorney General, and I believe that kind of unfettered power demands the philosophy that just because you can doesn't mean you should. Sean Reyes sees it differently. He took $50,000 from known criminals and spoke at their Christmas party, $125,000 in dark money, and we'll never know where that came from. $50,000 from a brine shrimp company? Did it get something from the Attorney General? He spent $60,000 of campaign funds at a celebrity event and called it Law Day. He treats his power like a private money trough rather than a public trust. It is all legal, but it shouldn't be. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Let's not give him a third term. It's time to elect an Attorney General who values ethics, transparency, and accountability. As Attorney General, that's just what I'll do. Learn more at davidlevitt.com. I'm David Levitt. I approve this message.
How would you like a guaranteed 10% growth on your retirement income with an upfront 10% bonus? If you have an annuity or another investment like an IRA or 401k, guarantee it and allow it to grow at 10% for your retirement income with an upfront 10% bonus. If you're at or near retirement, don't play the roller coaster ride with the market. My name is Jeff Jr. and the president of Trajan Wealth. We can teach you about annuities that will provide you a guaranteed 10% growth on your income with an upfront 10% bonus. You heard me right. A guaranteed 10% growth on your income. If you have an old 401k, IRA, or another annuity, call us today. Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call us, Trajan Wealth, and put your savings on the road to certainty. 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
This policy is issued by Athene and has limitations. For cost and complete details of the annuity, contact Trajan Wealth. All guarantees based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, make sure you text the word news to 57500. That's the Utah Community Credit Union text line. Again, the Utah Community Credit Union text line, 57500. KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Keene County is going into the new normal today. Business owners say they hope this brings in more guests, but some are sticking with the safety protocols they were already using. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has updated its dress standards for male missionaries. In some areas, missionaries will be able to wear a plain white or blue dress shirt with or without a tie. And third is a look at your drive, sponsored by Mountain America, your home for home loans. Here's Ricky Meese.
An accident on the collector ramp, I-15 southbound, about 1300 south, and traffic lights reported malfunctioning in Sandy State Street between 9800 and 106 south. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's going to be a windy afternoon, hot temperatures with sunshine, 94. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Already 87 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Coronavirus cases climbing in 22 states around the country, from California and Wyoming to Texas and Arkansas and Florida. According to the New York Times data analyzed by ABC News, deaths also up slightly in Florida. It comes as the Republican National Committee has chosen Jacksonville as the new venue for President Trump to make his acceptance speech in August.
The Republican National Committee has selected Jacksonville, Florida to host President Trump's acceptance speech for the Republican nomination. This move comes after a bitter standoff between the Trump campaign and RNC, and North Carolina's Democratic governor, who refused to give a guarantee that the GOP could hold the large-scale event during the coronavirus pandemic. Some official convention business will still take place in Charlotte, but the final night of the four-day Republican event, the president's acceptance speech, will be in Jacksonville at an arena that holds 15,000 people. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
New York State has seen a continuing decline in COVID cases overall after once being the epicenter of the nation's outbreak. Areas of upstate New York now moving into the next phases of reopening. New York City remains in phase one. Governor Andrew Cuomo also addressing police reform and racial justice today at the briefing, signing a package of reforms into law in the wake of George Floyd's death and the nationwide protests that followed.
The new laws include making police use of chokeholds that result in injury or death a crime and a repeal of a measure that shielded police disciplinary records from public view. Governor Andrew Cuomo cast them as significant reforms, and he mocked ideas being pushed in other states as window dressing.
There is no quick fix to this. There is no, well, stop tear gas. Change the uniforms.
Cuomo also signed an executive order that requires police departments to modernize their strategies or lose state aid. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Wall Street, stocks moving down away from gains earlier than the day. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
The coronavirus, special coverage on Utah's new news.
Could robots equipped with UV lights be the future of keeping people protected from viruses in hotels, trains, and other public venues? We get more on the story from ABC's Kaylee Hartung.
This germ-zapping robot is the newest member of the staff at the famous Beverly Hilton Hotel. At the Hilton and its sister property, the Waldorf Astoria, next door, one Xenix robot can disinfect a standard hotel room in about 6 minutes, according to the company.
We're emitting it out in these incredibly intense bursts. And microorganisms like the COVID-19 virus, they simply are defenseless.
A recent study found the Xenix robot, using man-made UV light, was able to kill 99.99% of the virus that causes COVID-19 in 2 minutes at close range. Now this technology, used in hospitals for decades, is emerging into other markets, like the hospitality industry.
We know that the rooms, meeting spaces, ballrooms, will be almost as sanitized as an operating room.
This is the new standard.
Yes. We still need the physical cleaning and sanitizing. So our teams will go in there and do that work as well, and then the robot will follow them out.
And movie studios are interested too.
We know our robot won't fade the materials, and we know it'll be effective in reducing the amount of potential contamination on costumes and props.
IHG Hotel chain, including popular brands like Holiday Inn, tells ABC they too are using UV lamps as part of the cleaning process. Similar UV light technology is already at work, disinfecting malls in Singapore, subway cars in New York City. Even Amazon's robotics team is testing their own UV light robot in a Whole Foods store.
I, for myself, have seen them used in hospitals, and they work. They help kill viruses and bacteria. That being said, I have some real concerns about it. UV light is harmful to humans over prolonged exposure or accidental exposure. It can cause eye injury that leads to loss of vision or blindness. It can cause skin cancer, and it can disrupt the skin.
Experts say only trained operators should use the devices.
This will automatically turn the robot off before somebody actually enters. It'll sense that motion.
UV light shouldn't be used alone. It's actually no substitute for using masks and for physical distancing.
Multiple studies have shown that the virus can survive for days on some hard surfaces. This light, it's like a flashlight. When you turn it off, there are no residual particles.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America, your home for home loans. Ricky Meese, you don't have a UV light in there. I know we're always cleaning.
I know we are. We should have invested in the Lysol company.
Don't
had
they?
We known.
Oh my gosh, I bet their stocks are just...
I know.
On the charts.
We have a report of a possible accident, Bangor Highway. I'm getting conflicting reports. It's somewhere between 9800 and 90th South. And then for those who are traveling on State Street in Sandy, those traffic lights are starting to affect traffic. If you are headed north or southbound, anticipate delays possible between 9800 and 106 South. Announcing best-selling author, historian Timothy Ballard's new book, The Pilgrim Hypothesis, uncovering what early colonists may have known about their role in the restoration of the gospel, just $17.99 at Siegel Book. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the latest on the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
A lot of sunshine out there. It's breezy today, 94 degrees. The temperature tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, still a breezy day. And we're going to top out at 87. And then not as windy, cooler on Sunday, a pleasant day, sunshine, and around 81. Partly cloudy, 81 on Monday. And it heats up Tuesday back to 91 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Only to cool again on Wednesday, 84 the high, with sunshine, and then back up to 93 on Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And it's beautiful, 87 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.